On a clear and sunny Saturday, dozens work the community garden next to All Saints Episcopal Church in Watsonville. They're pulling weeds, digging trenches for irrigation, and hammering stakes into the ground. This half-acre garden has plots for 50 families.
It's a big day. So the biggest day of the year, really, when most people come and we do the projects to make it all work.
That's Anna Rasmussen. The lifelong social worker turned sustainable farmer is the founder of Mesa Verde Gardens. Mesa Verde runs this and two other community gardens in Watsonville. The goal is to get fresh fruits and vegetables into the hands of people who otherwise couldn't afford them.
Most people who would be coming to this garden, they aren't able to purchase organic food. So these are pesticide-free gardens, and everyone grows the vegetables and the fruits that they like and just brings much more produce into everybody's house.
All the gardens are located next to churches because that's where Rasmussen found open space. Mesa Verde leases the land, then community gardeners rent the plots for $5 a month.
The one overarching requirement is that the gardeners need to have children in their life with whom they'll share the food. But that could be grandchildren or neighbor children or nieces and nephews. But
that's because Mesa Verde also has another goal of reducing diabetes and obesity among local children. It's a goal shared by one of Mesa Verde's largest supporters, the Pajaro Valley Community Health Trust. Kathleen King is CEO.
The prevalence of diabetes in our community is nearly epidemic.
King calls the gardens a full immersion approach to addressing the risk factors for diabetes.
Meaning that when you involve young children, as she does, and families in planting, growing, and eating their own fruits and vegetables, you have an opportunity to build an awareness for those children.